சரிகமதசம் சதமகரிசம்.
So observe the gamakams here.
Sari ri is flat. Ga ri ma ga ma ga ga ma
flat and ga comes twice. Okay, the gamakam for ga ri ma ga ma ga. Not it doesn't come continuous. Ri ma ga ma ga ma ga ma ga. No,
ri ma ga ma ga ga ma ma sa da sa da sa.
It is good for you to intone ma. That is, just think about ma.
Ma da sa sa da ma ga ri sa sa da sa da sa da sa da sa da sa da sa da. Ma ga ri sa
ri or ri ga ri ri sa, all that is okay.
Sa ri ga ma da sa sa da ma ga ri sa sa ri ga ma da sa sa da ma ga ri sa. சரி கம தசம் சாதமகரிசம் சரி கம தசம் சாதமகரிசம் சரி கம தசம் சாதமகரிசரி போத ந
So let's examine the structure here.
Re ga ga ri sa.
Okay, ri is flat.
Ga ri ma ga ma ga ga ri sa ma ga ma ri sa ga ri sa.
There's a small touch at ma before you leave ga.
Ga ri sa ga ri sa 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 ri sa sa ri sa ri. Ri sa sa ri sa 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 da sa,
because there's a janta over there, it comes as a gamakam janta.
Sa ri sa sa da ma da sa da da ma da
ma sa da sa da.
Sa ri sa sa da ma da ma da sa da sa.
Okay, ma da ma da sa da sa da sa.
Da sa da sa ri ga
sa da sa ri flat ri ma ga ma ga
ga da sa ri ga ma ga ga ri sa ma ma ga ma ga ri ma ga ma ri sa ga ma ga ga ri sa.
Okay, this is a light touch at ma when you leave the last ga. So let's look at the sahityam underneath. Every bodhana ilagu jese ura.
Every every.
Okay, that should be crisp.
Bodha na madha sada sa na vidha sariga vi ni maga gari sa nee.
Okay, so let's go to the next line. So let's look at this structure. Ri ga ma ga ma. Okay, ri ma ga ma. Ri ma ga ma ga ma. Okay, it's a standard rules. It's applied faithfully here. E la. E. Ri. Okay, one way to understand the varnam is to sing the phrase in swaram and then repeat it in sahityam. Okay, and that is the pattern we are going to do for the swarnam. Ri ga ma ga ma ilagu jese ura. Okay, another thing to always remember is you should be able to articulate the words. Ri ga sa ri la ri ga sa ri. That's how it comes. Ri ga. See, there's a small shake. And if you notice, the gamma comes for ga differ all over the place. Okay. So, for example, ye va ri ma ga ma ga ri. Okay. Magamari. Okay, that is magamari. Magama. It's a one gamakam for ga. Ga. It's another gamakam for ga. From the sari ga. That is the same gamakam. Magagari. Janta is also considered a form of gamakam. So notice that. Magagari. Gagari. Okay. Here there is only one shake rather than two shakes. E ri ri ma ga ma e ma ga ma ga ma. The gamma come a spec drone ga rather than starting from ri here. Ma ga ga ma e la. Here we see another form of ga gamma come, which is ga is a small shake around ri. It's a small oscillation around ri. It doesn't go to ma. Ri ma, that's far away. Ri ga. Okay, so this is, notice that this is another gamakam. La la. And the way the sari comes is ri sari sari. Okay, la ri ga sari ri sari sari. Okay, now you are at re, and from there you go down to the go. The sari ga ma da da. Okay, notice the gamma comes for the. Okay, so another way, another thing you should always take away from varnams in form of analysis is you should sit down and see what are the different types of gamakams the composer has used for each note. Okay, even for note like sa, which is traditionally without gamakam, in context you seem to have a gamakam, like rigasari rigasari rigasari. Okay, it comes like that. And notice for da. Okay, just like we analyzed for ga, for daivatam da sari gama da. What a beautiful gamakam. Da sari gama. So even though the main gamakam for da is ma da. Okay, sa da, pegged at ma. I mean going from ma or pegged at sa. Okay, usually pegged at sa. Da da. It's just the like the same similar shake like ga we gave. Hold it at the, and slightly oscillate around it. Da
My the
okay, that is one gamakam. We saw in the in the first line we saw the ma the sa the, that's one shake, ma the sa ma the sa, okay, that is the normal the sa sa the sa the sa the sa, okay, so that is, those are the normal sort of bread and butter devatam sangati. These are the more beautiful though rare sangatis.
The saringa ma go j da ma da sa sa.
See, now normally
the saringa ma,
okay, now one would say da should come from ma, okay, here da is coming suddenly from sa.
Sa go,
okay, then you leave it
j,
okay,
j sa da ma da sa de,
okay, and sa sa, you should hear the da again because the da is the note below it.
Go j se.
Again, another vigorous gamakam at that.
Se da sa sa da sa da sa sa da sa da ma.
Look at the peg at sa. Okay, it is all the gamakams are pegged at sa here.
Se sa da sa da sa da sa da ma. Se da sa da ma ga ma ga ri sa o ra.
It's almost like the same pattern, but the gamakam is done elsewhere.
O ra ga ma ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, notice that here the pegging is done at ma rather than sa.
Samma, samma,
that interval has the same effect as
sa, sa, pa, sa, pa, sa, samma.
Okay, so that interval has a nice feeling around it.
Se, o, ra.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Javamoga nan nela ra se se shep javam sa sa da da ma sa sa.
Okay, there's no doubt about it. It has to be flat, sharp, and gamakam crisp.
Sa sa da sa da.
Okay, notice the another gamakam for da here. Rather than doing the more the more free
da,
rather than that, you're having
da sa da.
Okay,
sa sa da da ma da ma da da ma ga ri da 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 ma ga ri.
Okay, now look at, that is another gamakam,
da da ma da da ma,
coming from ma, but
da da,
again just like we saw
sa sa da,
you are more or less at sa. Here similarly the first da is more or less at ma.
Da,
you are saying da but you are at ma.
Da da ma da da ma ga ri.
Okay, there is a spuritam form for this ga.
Gari, gari.
So advanced students can do that, or normally da da ma
ga ri ga ri.
Okay, so both gamakams are permissible. Notice that it's another form for ga.
Ga ri ga ri.
See, these composers have left us so much forms of gamakams in all these compositions. So once we do this, unconsciously we learn all these gamakams. Okay, but if you're more conscious about it, then you can, when you do alapana, you can think of all the forms of gamakas and you can try to come out with it. Okay. See, over there I tried to bring in a few types of ga.
Tadara rigama ri madagari gari gari damagari gari gari gagari.
Okay, all these are forms of ga. So these are simple things you can learn from the varnam.
Jaya mu ga ga nan ga mari ga.
Look at that again. Two ga gamakams within one sangati, within four aksharams.
Ga ma ma ga ri ma ga ma ga ma ri ga ma ri ga. Mari,
you leave out ga there.
Ga, ga mari ga nan.
The ga here is
ga.
Small shake around re. It doesn't go all the way to ma. Okay.
Ja va mu ga ga nan nan. Nela sarigama ma 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 sarigama ma.
Okay, this is the standard arohana.
Damagari damagari da sa.
From ma you don't go to ma, you come from sa, because the space there is small. If the space is small, you try to come back from sa. Just like we saw the second line in the Pallavi.
The go j j,
you left off at ma but went from sa
j.
Similarly here,
the sarigama ma damagari,
same pattern.
Ra.
Okay, so there is a spuritam also here for advanced students.
Ra se sha ga ma da da sa.
Okay, you should just articulate the daivatam fully.
Ga ma ri ma ga ma ma sa da sa da sa da sa da da sa.
Okay, so let's do that line together.
Ja va mu ga
java muga java muga, sorry, nannelara sesha chalendra sri venkatesha java muga nannelara.
Ja va mu ga nan nela ra sesh.
Okay, another thing to remember in sahityam is it's not java, not that way, it is javamuga, right? So the word, when you, one after you've learnt the pieces, you have to try to sing that within one breath wherever possible, because or you should not break the sort of the meaning of the word or the continuity of the word. Okay, otherwise it will get split. And
ja va mu ga நன் நீளர
நன்னீளரா
சேஷ தசரி சாரி கமரி கமகரி ச ரிகரி சரிதரி சதமதமகரி ச சலேந்திர ஸ்ரீ
Okay, look at the beauty of the song. Vesesha Chalendra Shri Venkatesha. Venkatesha is also a signature of Patnam Subramaniyar, who is the composer. You will also see this in his Kritis or other Varnams.
Dasari Sari Chalen.
Okay, the re is flat. Sari. Okay, it's sung like that.
Chalen.
Because it is a continuity of Shesha's Chalendra. Okay.
Sadasari. Chalen. Gamari ga. Gama rimaga magamari mari ga rimaga maga.
It comes like that.
Dra dra shri maga garisa maga magamarisa shri chalendra Shri,
because Shri is a different word, right? Shri Venkatesha. So you can give some emphasis to it.
Shri,
and also the emphasis comes in the swaram itself. Okay, you don't have to do anything special.
Shri
goes all the way to ma.
Ma ga ga ri sa Shri.
Okay, notice that the sahityam also follows the same gamakams as the swaram.
Ma ga. Mamaga Mari Magamari Sam Shri Vom Rigari Sari.
See the ga here.
Rigari 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 Sari.
Okay, so it's a beautiful gamakam for ga there. Very apurvam.
Riga Rigari.
That is the normally way you do. You can also do
Rimagari Sari Vyom Darisa Sadama Sada Sadarisa.
Look at the gamakam for Ri. It comes from Sadari because the earlier one was Da. Okay, you mimic that. Actually the gamakam has to come from Da, but Da itself comes from Sa. So that is why Sadari.
Dari sa sa,
and that sa, second sa is a janta.
Dama,
that janta comes as sadasa.
Da sadama dama. Dari sa sada sadari sa sadasa sada dama. Dari sa sa dama kate.
Okay, only if you sing loud and clear can this can these sangatis become articulated. Okay, that is one of the reasons why Periva, all the elders, tell us to sing loudly.
Sadama Dhamagarisa.
Again here the Dha goes very slowly from Ma.
Dha, you sing Ma only. Dhamagarisa Shwara.
Okay, so let's look at it. This is from Seshachala.
Seshachalendra.
Now you get a chance to hold your breath.
Seshachalendra.
focus on Seshachalendra. And Shri Vyogadeshwara. Okay, so the Sahityam placement is slightly different from the Varnamalika book. Notice that Shwara Dama Iswa Ram Shwara Chalendra Shri Sorry, it comes like that. Vyogateshwara. Okay, let's go to the Muktaiswaram.
Riga mariga sariga sari sadamada sadasari. Riga sari mada magari sa riga maga mada mada sa riga sari ga magari ga ri sa da ri sa da magari sa.
Okay, let's split it.
Riga mariga.
That re is almost at ma for long time.
Re ga ma re ga re ma re ga sa re ga sa re.
Now look at this ga here.
Sa re ga sa re re ga re ma ga ma sa re ga sa re ga sa re.
Okay, very beautiful shake for ga. So, because you try to do both the shakes. Normally you had ga or ga. Here you bring in both. You start from small and then become big. So, it's as though you have an increasing oscillation.
Sa ri ga sa ri sa da ma da sa ri sa da ma da.
Okay, now the tree can be held flat.
Ri sa da ma da
or
Re sa da ma da sa re sa da ma da.
Okay, that's a break. And Muktaiswaram, notice all the breaks.
Re ga ma re ga,
it's a break.
Sa re ga sa,
break.
Re sa da ma da,
break.
Sa da sa re,
break.
Re ga sa re ma.
Okay, notice that ma gamakam, normally ma is flat. It's because there is no ga in between. So this gamakam is interpolating ga for you, as it does ma.
Re ga
is the small ga. Again, the ga gamakam variation there.
Sa re.
And notice it is like dhatu swarams here. From re ga sa, re ma, it is doing that. So the gamakam sometimes interpolates such dhatu swarams.
Re ga sa.
If you notice, it's as though it's doing garisa,
re ma.
Okay, so that is the beauty of gamakam. You can also interpolate the notes which are not unsung, which are sung, unsung.
Re ga sa re ma 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 ga ma da ma garisa. Re ga sa re ma da ma gari.
Notice yet another gamakam for ga. You think that it's all over, but it keeps coming again.
Gari ma gari gari sa da ma gari sa.
Okay, it picks up the tempo there.
Da ma gari sa ri ga ma ga ma.
Okay, the same way.
Da ma da sa.
Okay, that is standard.
Ri ga sa ri ga ma ga ri.
Okay, that
ma ga ri,
just like
da ma ga ri,
it comes same way.
Ma ga ri ri ga sa ri ga ma ga ri ga ma ga ma
ri ga ri ga ma
ga ri ga ri sa da
another gamakam for ga. Re ga. It's almost a re. Okay. Ga re. Re re ga re. See, look at that. See, it all comes from the standard rules. But it is placed in such an innovative way over there. Ga re sa da. Re sa da ma ga re sa. Okay, now let's go to the fast, the next speed. Yavari bodhana vini. Yavari. Okay, just the gamakams are abbreviated in high speed. Yavari bodha bodha na vini. Okay, and as I said in other varnams, the way to practice is take a piece, like whether you like ever or every or every bodhana, whichever length you want, take it, but understand it at every level. That is, sing it slowly. Okay, you can, if you are an advanced student, you can try all these other new gamakams. For ga, sari ga, it is also a gamakam for ga. Re, re. Okay, now suppose we do this and then go to the next beat. Yavari. Okay, yavari, yavari. Okay, many people innovate on this gamakam here at ga. Yavari, yavari, yavari. So at every speed, you should double check whether you understand the gamakams and you're articulating correctly. Okay, because there is no excuse to not articulating it. If you don't articulate, you'd have not done your sadhana at that point. Okay, sadhana is basically a fulfillment of desire. Basically, you desire to sing that gamakam in its full, in its completeness or in its fullness. Okay, and when you come to the end of your sadhana, you are able to do that. Okay, till then you have not either desired to do it properly or you have not focused on it properly. So that's exactly what you should think about when you practice. Yavari bodhana vini. Yavari bodhana vini. Okay, that's the way it comes. Yavari. Okay, then break. Bodha. Okay, you should practice that separately. Bodha, 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 na, 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 vi, ni, vi, 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 ni, ni, ni. Okay, that's the way you practice. E la riga magama riga sari riga sari. E la dasari gama go go dama dasasa je dasarama se gama garisa ora ora. E la go jese uram.